Conservative. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
All right, we're firing up our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on this week?
This is always a great time, Chris. Great way to end the show. You know, very ironically, Chris, the nominees for the Walter Payton Man of the Year 2020 came out today. And I didn't even know this guy was going to be a part of it, but it's not surprising. And his name has already come up in the show, and that's Travis Kelce of the Kansas City Chiefs, Chris. I just look at it, some of the things he does. I would encourage everyone out there to check out, first of all, his organization. It's the 87 and Running is the name of the organization. If you go to 87running.org, you'll get a lot more information. But Chris, he's very, very wound up as far as giving back to communities and helping out disadvantaged youth. Now, he grew up in the suburbs of Ohio, Chris, not from a very poor upbringing, but it was a very blue collar mixed upbringing. And from a very early age, from what I was reading, he knew that he probably had a little bit more than some of the other guys he was hanging around with or going to school with. And he always had that that urge to really make things even, you know, to let these guys, he saw close up how they were struggling, how their families were struggling. And he said, if I ever make something of myself, I'm going to devote my life to giving opportunities to disadvantaged youth. That's exactly what he's been doing, Chris. He's obviously he's a Hall of Famer in football. I mean, you look at his stats and everything, but what he's done off the field is incredible. He's been doing this now for 5 years. You know, close to when he came in the league, he's already been you know, given major awards for the work he does. He does a lot. He sponsors fashion shows, Chris, where all proceeds will go to his organization or organizations in the Kansas City area that benefit places like that. He himself is in the process of buying a building that will provide support academically and technologically to kids that don't have things like that. He's done a lot of things with there's constant events going on. He's very big on people donating to his website based on the number of catches he gets. And of course, he catches the ball a lot. So people are matching his donations, and so many dollars per catch people are donating, and all this money is going back to his organization. So what he's doing, obviously, it earned him a nomination for the Walter Payton Man of the Year, but very few guys we've talked about can combine greatness on the football field like he does with now what he's doing with the 87 and Running organization. Check it out, Chris. Again, there's some great videos on his website of those catwalks and the fashion shows and him right up there in front and high-fiving young kids. It's just great stuff. He's truly a hero.
Yeah, he is. So that's fantastic. Kudos to him. And that's not the first time that we have put the spotlight on the positive on Travis Kelce. Tonight, Bob, I'm going to put my spotlight on former Giants, Eagles, and Bengals middle linebacker Dahani Jones. Now, earlier this year, he teamed with two nonprofit organizations, Stand Together and Family Independence Initiative, to raise money for families who are experiencing hardships this year due to COVID-19 through their hashtag Give Together Now campaign. And through early August, they had raised $100 million and were able to provide 200,000 families with a gift check of $500 each. And he said an opportunity to visit Stand Together at one of their events, you know, got him to know a little bit about the organization and see the power that they had within the community. He started asking how he could get involved even before, you know, COVID hit, then got a phone call from them and they said, hey, we're thinking about, and he said, as soon as they said thinking about, he didn't even know what it was, but he said, I'm in. And to continue to help, you know, raise funds, he hosts a show called Stand Together on Instagram Live, where he interviews athletes, entertainers, business leaders, philanthropists, and they discuss navigating through the uncertainty of this year, identifying unique gifts and talents that people have, help people overcome obstacles, and explore how the community has impacted their lives and their work. And through all of this, he's recognized that people didn't have the supplies that their families needed. They weren't able to pay their rent. and how other people out there were just sort of suffering in general. So we wanted to help provide a way to help comfort and provide for them, and thus the Give Together Now campaign. So kudos to Dahani Jones for making a big impact on so many people's lives in a time when everybody really needs it here this year, dealing with COVID-19. Bob, I thought it was a great story.
That sure is, Chris. And all these guys that we're going to be honoring this year, obviously during this year, it's been a little bit more difficult. They have to do a little things a little bit more from afar, but they're still doing it, and they're still intensely. You see a lot of the names that came out today, Chris, they're guys that you and I have talked about. So these are devoted men that it's in their blood, and it's refreshing, and probably this year more than any other, these guys are going to be appreciated.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you started off the segment, Bob, this is our favorite segment of the show. Being able to spotlight the guys that are out there doing great things in their communities, being positive, making a positive impact. Like we've said so many times, we're always hear about the sort of knucklehead situations that go on. It's sort of whether it's on, you know, like CNN or headline news or ESPN news and all that sort of stuff with the guys that are doing the things that you wish they wouldn't do, kind of some of the stuff Marco talked about with some of the guys that he could have turned left or turned right with in his life. The opportunity for us to spotlight the guys that made the right decisions and made the right turns and having the right impact on their communities, not just on the playing field. It's the thing we love most, and that's why it's our favorite segment, right?
Oh, absolutely. And again, it's not that difficult to do the right thing. And we want to keep focusing on that. And that's what you and I will continue to do.
Absolutely. All right, my friend, it's time for us to put a bow on this special anniversary edition of Thursday Night Tailgate. Again, Bob, I can't thank you enough for the 9 years that you have dedicated to this show. Wouldn't want to do it any other way. I can't thank you enough, my friend. Yeah, you're spectacular.
Yeah, let's just keep doing it. We're like Walter Alston with our 1 year contracts, year to year, Chris. You know, but we'll do it as long as and as efficiently as we can. And I wish you the best of health. And what's next on our agenda?
Yeah. So first of all, I want to give a shout out to our other good friend Angelo Kane for my original co-host for the first few years of this show. Thank you to Ange for helping us get this thing going. Our announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for his great voiceover talent. And our thanks again to our 2020 Guest Hall of Fame class, Dan Reeves, Todd Washington, Randy McMichael, Marco Iannucci, Keith Millard, unfortunately, wasn't able to join us tonight, but we'll catch up with Keith again real soon. So next week, looking ahead to that, who do we have scheduled to join us? Well, our great friend and former Dolphins and Bengals Pro Bowl tackle, a guy who should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, is in our guest Hall of Fame, and that's Richmond Webb. He'll be back with us. Former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins will be back. We'll spark up our five-star picks of the week. Looking forward to catching up with Tony. ESPN legend, in my mind, and a new great friend of the show, Linda Cohn, will be making her TNT appearance with us. And another one of our guest Hall of Famers, Pittsburgh Sports Talk Radio host Paul Alexander, will be back with us as well. So another outstanding show on the horizon for you folks next week. We hope you'll come back and join us and be a part of the show. Please follow us on social media. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzeri. The show is at TNT Podcast. Please visit our Facebook page. Both Bob and I have our own Facebook pages, and we've got one for the show as well, Thursday Night Tailgate. Give us a like. That's very important to us. Please check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you'll be able to see what our upcoming guest schedule looks like. Plus, we have links back to our show page over on Podbean. Please download the Podbean app so you can take the show with you everywhere you go. Listen right from your smartphone. The show is also available on Apple Podcast, Radio.com, Player.fm. If there is a favorite podcasting site that you have out there, we're probably on it. Just do a search for Thursday Night Tailgate. And folks, also please do us a favor. Go over to PodcastMagazine.com and vote for us in their Hot 50 list. You'll be able to click right on that, and you've got an opportunity to vote for three podcasts on there and get us into their Hot 50 list for January. And if you would, vote for our golf show next on the tee as well. We'd really appreciate your support. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Hey, Chris, you have a good week. Stay healthy and happy anniversary again. And we want to also thank the aforementioned Joe Lajanusa for the terrific job he always does with our intro and our ads. And we want to thank Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. On behalf of myself and Chris, we want to thank all those fans out there tonight for listening. We appreciate you the very most. And until next week, good night, Kevin. Good night, Terry. And good night, Rusty. We miss you guys.
Coming down the mountain, I take a breath of sin. Can't tell the day or time, but I know this day will end. On a mission I can't see.